This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, my name is Philippine. Skakel elke woensdagoggend tussen 9 en 11 in vir Coffee Date met Philippine. Ja, jy het reg gehoor. So sit die ketel aan, maak die koffie, skop die skoene uit en geniet. Psalm 33 verse 3. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, wees in die huis. Ag, hoe lekker is dit om net te kan begin met die woord van die Here. Dit maak my so opgewonde. And yes, the word of God says, sing to him a new song. Wie het vandag 'n nuwe lied op sy hart vir die Here? Wie het opgestaan? Man, elke dag, aan elke dag is daar, there's newness attached to every day. So vandag, sing daai nuwe lied vir die Here, man, want die Here het vandag vir jou iets baie mooi kom doen. Ek weet, hy gaan dit vir jou doen en jy moet dit sommer in die atmosfeer vandag verklaar, man. Ja, dit is die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gas vrou Philippine. Is jy okay? Hoe smaak die koffie? Ek moet net inloer om te hoor of jy okay is. Dis baie baie belangrik. En mense, my gas, hy sit al hier lekker rustig hier oor kan my Romano Koen en hy gaan vandag baie met ons deel en ek weet julle gaan sommer geseën wees. Maar nou ja, mense, ons moet ook daarom die dag ons moet hom op die regte noot begin en ons gaan hom op die regte noot begin. Moet net nie worry nie, ons gaan hom begin. Ek sien die boodskapies kom al baie lekker deur. Sjoe, 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 sjoe. En ek sien die mense sit lekker met hulle koppies koffie daar. En hulle sê, vandag drink ons lekker, lekker, want ons beker loop oor. Wie se beker loop oor vandag? As jou beker vandag oorloop, man, dan stuur my die boodskap op 0817291657 en sê, my beker loop oor, want God is in beheer. En as God in beheer is, ach man, ek sê vir jou, dan hoef jy niks te vrees nie. Wat 'n pragtige, pragtige, pragtige psalm. Sing to him a new song. En het gaan verder, het sê, play skillfully and shout for joy. Ek wil nie baie uitbrei oor hierdie tema nie, want my gas, omdat hy ook 'n musikant is, gaan met ons daaroor gesels. So ek is opgewonde, ek weet nie van julle nie, maar ek is baie, baie opgewonde. Want vandag gaan die Here iets vir iemand doen. Ek sê vir jou, dit is a guarantee. Kyk, nee, dit is net a guarantee. Mens kry baie guarantees. Maar ek sê vir jou, hierdie guarantee is iets waarvan jy verseker kan wees dat God dit vir jou gaan doen. So môre, môre, môre aan almal. Kom, ons luister net gou. Ons moet luister na hierdie opening song. Kom, ons luister net gou na hierdie opening song. En dan gaan ek verder. En ek hoop, julle gaan dit saam met my geniet, né? Kom ons luister, kom ons luister.
Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Coffee Date. Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Coffee Date. Skakel in, mense, skakel in met Lady PM. Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Coffee Date. So tell your friends, to tell their friends. To join Coffee Date, ba-da-ba-da-ba-pa-pa-pa, tell your friends, to tell their friends, hier op Coffee Date, kuier ons lekker saam, en ons roer die koffie, so be blessed.
En dis natuurlijk Ricardo Benet, en wie roer die koffie vanochtend, kom sê vir my, wie roer die koffie, ek sien Freddy Fortuin, hy roer beslis die koffie, ja nee kyk, Freddy Fortuin is in die huis en hy sê môre lê die PM ook aan u gaste. Wees geseën in wat u doen. Die guns van die Here rus op u. Wees geseën van oudste van die Hebreëse volk van Christus. Oudste is in die huis en wie roer nog die geloofslepel vanoggend. Ja, hier kom Tammy. Tammy van Heerden kom sterk deur. Tammy is weer terug in die huis. Goeiemôre aan die PM, gas en elke luisteraar. Ons dank die Here vir nog 'n koffiedייט en dat ons uitgespaar is om weer eens met mekaar te kan deel Opgewonde sit ek met Bybel en koffie in elke hand om lekker die program te geniet. Mag alles geseën wees soos vandag. Wag, wat ek gou weer lees, mag alles geseën wees vandag soos altyd. Tammy van Heerden is in die huis. Maar hier, omdat ons tema vandag is Sing to Him a New Song, het ons ook 'n nuwe lied hier vir julle. Ja, See Singing a New Song Unto the Lord. En as ek opgewonde, man, ek is altyd opgewonde wanneer ek weer die Here gaan iets doen. So kom ons luister na hierdie nuwe lied gesing deur Bernice Roberts and she's singing Forever. Enjoy. Bernice Roberts is in the house. And she just blessed us with a beautiful song, Forever, Forever. You are tuned in to K-Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. And of course, this is your favorite radio station and the program Coffee Date with Philippine. Hoe gaan dit vanoggend? Hoe gaan dit vanoggend? Ek hoop jy daardie lied saam met my geniet. Shoo. I hope you were busy putting on your dancing shoes. Want ons gaan nog baie vandag dance because we're singing a new song unto the Lord. Ja, ons is ook nou live op Facebook. So wees welkom om ook vir ons daar te gaan besoek. Ek sien hier so baie mense in die huis. Mary van Stellies. Sy sê môre Lady PM en gas en Coffee Date maatjies. Stellies is in die huis. Ons is wagtend. Môre Mary, welkom. Welkom. Sy is hier. En Gail Olivier sê môre Lady PM gas. En luister, as ek is so opgewonde om na die program te luister, mag God u en die gasse grondgebied vergroot, want u hulle is die geseëndes van die Here. Mooi en geseënde dag. Gail Olivier van Woester is in die huis. Welkom, Gail. En nou het ons nogal 'n lekker surprise hier. Ek sien iemand, sy het nou net die lied gesing, Forever. En sy sê, blessings from Bernice Roberts. Het u daar die lied geniet saam met ons? Ja, dis hier op Kaapse Kansel vir die eerste keer op Coffee Date. Maar nou, mense, is het my voorreg om iemand baie besonders aan julle bekend te stel. Ek wil nou net dit vir julle sê. Ek praat mos nou heeltyd Engels met Romano, né? Wag, ek sien hier's nog 'n boodskapie. Laat ek sien wat sê sy. Morning Philippine and Romano. Amen. Let us sing to God a new song for his manner is fresh and his mercies are new every morning. Daily he loads us with benefits. Praise the name of our God. She said she's tuned in and expectant. Bernice Roberts is in the house. Ek gesels nou so lekker heeltyd vandat ek vir Romano ontmoet het. Praat ek net met hom Engels, want mense, jy het mos nou al gehoor van vlot Afrikaans, maar vlot Engels, ek sê vir jou, en nou die dag gesels ons weer, en hy kom so lekker deur, en hy sê vir my, ek is tweetalig, en daar skrik ek my al boeglam, maar hy is vandag in die huis, so ons gaan so wel lekker mingels gesels. Romano, so nice to have you, you're welcome.
Baie dankie, Suster Philippine.
Daar kom het, daar kom het.
Dat u van my vandag genooi het, is nogal een groot voorreg om te wees.
Wow, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Sure, I feel I'm the privileged one to have you here. Wow, finally Romano. Nou ja, mense, Romano kon net so'n bietjie achtergrond, born and raised in Cape Town. He calls himself the beloved of the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He's a student of the Gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wow. He's a facilitator of communication between human beings and God. He's married to Carmen with one child. Am I correct? And yes, he is the son of Gareth and Anne Kuhn. And well, we're going to speak about his hobbies later, but he's also a firefighter. Mensa, he's a brandweerman. En hy sê het so'n passie oor sy werk. En dan natuurlik ook, ons gaan gesels oor sy musiek. En hy is ook die neefie van, as jy vir Benny Koen geken het, die gospelsanger Benny Koen, dan is hy ook hier vandag om net hulde te bring aan sy oom wie onlangs oorlede is. So it's so nice to have you here, Romano. I just want to start immediately with a nice icebreaker.
Okay, let's go.
Could you please share your interest and hobbies with the listeners?
Okay, so I enjoy Korg music instruments. It's wow. It's a thing. I've been a Korg junkie since I think probably for the last almost 20 years. So I've been playing those music instruments.
Oh wow.
And then I like 4x4 Buckies.
Ah.
So part of my job is I get to drive 4x4 buckies. That's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Get them stuck in the sand and get them out again. It's a whole lot of fun. And then I like movies.
Yeah.
I like movies. Mm-hmm. And the movies that I like the most, it's movies that have really good music in it.
Oh, yes, of course.
So movies like The Man of Steel that had wat hierdie groot tipe orkestra goeders gehad het.
Dit was
my ding.
Awesome.
En dan, natuurlijk die mense daar by D&A op Langverwachtplein. Ek is baie lief vir hulle.
Oh.
En hulle kos wat hulle maak is awesome. Ek hou van hulle koffie. Hulle is awesome. So, yeah, man. Shout out to the folks at D&A if they are listening.
Yes. Yeah. I also support them and I like what you said. You like coffee. Because this is coffee day.
This is coffee day, yeah.
Well, here's a message from Lee Andre Sheffers. Do you know her?
Yes.
She says, Romano Kuhn. That's all that she's saying. And Frida Wallenhoven, she says, hello, allemaal, ek is in die huis. Hi, Frida. Lekker om vir jou saam met ons te kan hê. En hier sê iemand, more, onze Filipijn en gas. Sy sê, more, Ricardo en die Coffee Data family. Van hier vanuit Appington. Sjoe, kyk hoe travel die vrou waar ek so pas geland het. Sy sê Appington is in die huis. Sy is nie vandag van Robertson nie, sy is in Appington en Tinka's in die huis. Welkom Tinka. Nou ja mense, ek gesels met Romano Kuhn, hy is vandag my gas en ek is baie opgewonde oor wat hy met ons gaan deel. So Romano, you also mentioned that you are very grateful and proud of how you were brought up by your parents.
Yes,
could you please share that with the listeners?
Yeah, I was, I got the gospel on inception. You know, it was this, that was deel van my opvoeding.
Lekker.
Because so groot gemaakt.
Yes.
The other day I told someone, man, I was born this way, man.
Wow.
I'm fortunate to be at least a third or fourth generation Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So we are privileged and honored to have the gospel.
Amen.
It's a privilege to have Christ.
Amen.
En om so kyk, toe ek klein was kerk maar boring.
Ja.
kerk was maar moeilik. Was dit 2-3 ure soms en you know, only when you get older, you start realizing the redemptive power of Christ and the fact that the church is a channel for that.
Amen.
For that power. Do you start really tapping into it and then enjoying the benefits of knowing God?
Amen.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So, yeah, your parents, yeah, they really set the example for you, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you
want
to say about them?
Yeah, my father was my first worship leader, actually. He was the guy who introduced me to Andre Crouch and you know, real music of real substance.
That's so the real
Gaither,
deal.
Yeah, the Gaither guys, Jimmy Swaggart, I think it was Dallas Home as well. But Andre Crouch was like a big...
Awesome.
A big thing for
awesome,
me. Yeah.
Awesome. And I almost said Ricardo. Ricardo is in the house, maar hy is nie in die atelier nie. You say that as a dad, you replicate your parents' upbringing.
Yes.
Please share.
I try to emulate the lifestyle that my mom and dad created for my sister and me.
Mm-hmm.
I try to emulate that for my daughter. As much as we try to make our kids' lives beautiful and fun, we want to literally magnify Christ.
Yes.
I want to be a display case for God's glory.
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
And the easiest person to do it for is my kid, because she doesn't judge me. she just takes me for who I am.
Yes.
Right? She doesn't hold all my, you know, all my shortcomings. All my nikke and so good. Say. Ja, sy neem nie altyd kwalik as ek nou nie die beste pa is. Because the reality is, it's sad for me to admit, in 2017 we lost my father.
Yeah.
And with that I lost a wealth of knowledge and wisdom, because you can ask anyone who would be bold enough to maybe, or if there's anybody who knew my dad, they would tell you, nah, the O... Hy het 'n paar groot skoene geërf.
Wow.
Yeah, and I inherited quite a pair of shoes. And walking in those shoes, funny enough, because we walk with Jesus, it's a beautiful journey, but I'm scared every day that I might not be living up. Not so much to the world's standards or to everybody else's ideas, but to my own, what I know I have to be to really live out my best life and maximize my life as a Christian, as a child of God. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So we shouldn't become too relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
Never, never. Yeah. So I like that. Luisteraars, jy gesels vanoggend met Romano Koen vir die eerste keer hier op Kaapse Kansel en op Coffee Date, en hy deel al reeds soveel interessant, hy gesels so, die dinge wat hy deel met ons is so relevant, en hier sê Unity Erasmus, morning everyone, ja nee, sy is daar op Facebook, Unity, welkom, 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 en dan kom hier nog een boodskap idee, mense, die luisteraars is vir oggend weer, nee, kyk, hulle is weer op hulle pos, so dit is lekker om vir julle allemaal hier saam met ons te hier op Coffee Date, ek probeer net gaan ingaan hier by hierdie boodskapie, maar ja, soos ek sê, dit is altyd lekker om vir julle saam met ons te hê, en my gas vanoggend, Romano Koen, hy is hier saam met ons vandag, en hy deel net vandag oor sy lewe en oor sy journey met die Here. So ja mense, dit is wonderlik om julle saam met ons te hê. Kom ons kyk net gauw, wie is nog in die huis? Ja, en hier sê iemand, môre, ek is ingeskakel tot 10:00, dan is het kerk, Karin, sy is in die huis. Karin Marie is in die huis, sy sê, man, ek gaan net nou met die kerk toe gaan, maar dankie, Karin, dat jy ingeskakel is, my gast in die atelier vanoggend, niemand anders nie as Romano Koen. So Romano, let's continue. As a dad, as a parent, right? What would you say is the most important thing that you can give to your child? What can you, explain to all the dads that might be listening in this morning? As a parent, what is the most important thing that we can give to our children?
Funny, I was talking to someone the other day, and the two of us actually came to this conclusion that our children are a snapshot of us around the time that they were born.
Yes.
And one of the things that has been on my mind for years that I've incorporated into my parenting style that Carmen and I try to embody is that children catch things. Mm. You can try and teach them whatever you want. You can tell them, go do this, go do that.
Yeah.
But a lot of their behaviors, for better or for worse, are caught. It's carried over by inception.
Yeah.
And this is why these practices that we have, going to church regularly and or even just tuning into the live streams, having that habit lifestyle, where your good habits, hopefully, outweigh your bad habits by the grace of God, when you can live what you, yeah, when you can live the example you want your child to live out, when they are grown and when they have influence and when they have power in this realm that they do not have now as a child, when they grow up, then that for me is very important. So, I draw, like for instance, if we look at Superman, everybody knows Superman with the red tights or the blue tights and the S on his chest, right?
Yeah,
and I always tell people, Superman is not a comic book about the guy with all the power.
Yeah.
Superman is the story about what parents taught someone who is capable of so much, moving mountains, of someone with real, real power. So it's a cautionary tale to us as parents. Careful how you raise your kids.
Yes.
Careful the example you set for your kids, because they are going to go out there and change the world.
Awesome.
And the example which you arm them with, the tools, the skills, the knowledge, the wisdom that you arm them with, that is going to determine the effect that they have.
Beautiful.
For better or for worse.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Romano, for sharing valuable information with us this morning. Ja, dis my gas vanoggend hier op Coffee Date, en ons is ook live op Facebook. So ja, gaan besoek ons ook daar en Wat sê Louise Venter vir ons vanoggend? Môre lei die PM en al ons medereisigers. Ek is in die huis. Gaan baie goed met Andre. Halleluja. Won byna toegegroei en sonder veloorplantings. Hoe groot is God? Dankie vir al die gebede en die heerlike sielvolle program elke Woensdag. Seënwense Louise is in die huis. Welkom Louise. Nou ja, ons gaan net gou weer so 'n breekie vat en dan is ons terug. Ons luister na die advertensiebreek en dan die pragtige lied Stay. Gesing deur The Jesus Collective featuring Spencer J. Kennedy. Die tyd 9:30. Well, the beautiful song Stay. And that was The Jesus Collective with. Wow. This guy, Spencer J. Kennedy. Yeah, he's so gifted. Ja mense, so 'n bietjie Engels hier en 'n bietjie Afrikaans daar, maar jy is ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en dis die program Coffee Date met Lady PM. Ek sien die boodskapies kom pragtig deur. Hier skel stemnotetjies wat deurkom. So nou ja, as die stemnotetjies deurkom, dan moet ons mos luister man, dan moet ons luister. Wat sê julle? Kom ons luister. Wat wil hierdie persoon vir ons sê of dalk sing?
Good morning Coffee Date family. Lady PM en die gas in die ateljee groete in die naam van Jesus. Shay is in die huis.
Shay, ek het nou amper gedink jy gaan sing man. Ek het nou regtig gedink dat jy, maar jy gaan seker nog later vir ons sing, né? Nee? Ons wag maar. Maar ons het nog 'n sangeres wat in die huis is. Dalk gaan sy vir ons verras. Kom ons luister. Dit was nou Cheryl Wilskut en nou luister ons gou na hierdie stemnotetjie. Kom ons sien wat wil sy dalk vir ons sê. Okay, sy sê die song kom nog. Wow, dankie sy.
Good morning Lady PM and guest in studio Romano. And all the listeners this morning, wow, I am already so blessed.
Amen.
Listening to what Romano is sharing this morning. Wow, God is good, God is faithful. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the program. And always such a pleasure to tune in and listen to Coffee Date. And I just want to say, yes, I'm in the house. Yes, I am.
Well, that was the queen of gospel jazz, Amina Jewel. Hulle gee ons net so 'n stukkie, so 'n bietjie, net so 'n klein bietjie van wat hulle sing. But I hope you've enjoyed that. Thank you, Amina. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Cheryl. En hier sê Annelien Skippers, goeiemôre. Sy's op Facebook. Annelien, welkom, my skattebol. Welkom. So nice to have you on Coffee Date. Maar nou my gas vandag. Dit is natuurlik Romano Koen, hy's 'n musikant, hy's 'n brandweerman en hy gaan lekker met ons gesels. Ja, oor musiek. Hy gaan met ons gesels oor sy passie as 'n brandweerman. Romano, welcome once again to Coffee Date.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
So Romano, as a young man, you however also participated in highly unproductive and unwise activities in your youth. Could you please share with the listeners?
Certainly, I'm a bit nervous to share it, but
no,
let's share nonetheless.
Feel, yeah, whatever you, what God lays on your heart, eh? You feel comfortable with.
So I was a big video game guy. I loved video games, still do. My father and I, one of the things we did was normally on a weekend, preferably on a weekend, but we'd have this racing game that we played on our Sony PlayStation, and really good game, good fun. Really good stuff. Great for family time. You could play around your family. I like sport games, boxing games, basketball, those kinds of things. Soccer, whatever. If there's some skill involved, then I'm going to enjoy playing it. But the problem with video games is that it's not real life. And dit leer jou nie eintlik vaardighede vir ons werklikheid, vir die lewe nie.
Yeah.
You know, how do you learn to function from a video game?
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of video games for the longest time is that you do it in isolation. Jy sny jou af van mense. Jy kan speel jou video game.
Yeah.
So dis nou nie eintlik 'n baie groot bron vir vaardighede nie. In fact, your inputs are literally I don't know if I could show it on the podcast, but you've been holding this controller like this. And
yeah.
Basically, your wysvingers and your duime. Dis maar wat die werk doen, you know, mm-hmm. the way in which you sense your movements on that little controller, that's the sum total of you, of your skills. So die ding binne die, op die TV lyk dit die ou doen kwaai goed, of die kar ry baie smart en al hy goed. Maar in werklikheid is dit net hierdie vier vingers wat
sure.
wat man nou eintlik iets doen. I mean, if you consider that as a musician, I have to use all my whole hands.
Absolutely.
You know? As a singer, what are you going to sing like this?
This is very interesting.
This man nou die een ding. The other thing, and this is kind of what makes me nervous to admit, but and this is also why I'm very big on the fact that kids catch things. Pornography. This is something that came. There was a point where even our stores, like 7-Eleven, I don't know if you... Yeah. Oh no, mention of 7-Eleven. You would come into the store, right into the store. At the entrance, there would be this little rotating thing with all these dirty magazines in. And when you're a kid and you go into a place like a 7-Eleven, you don't know what that is. It's a body, but you don't really know that it's bait. This literally, soos die kaas.
Hulle sê aas, né?
Yeah, daar's die kaas, and here's the mousetrap, and it's got you.
Wow.
So then the internet came and exploded in South Africa, when I was in my teens, and we could get this stuff almost anywhere, and kids don't go out looking for this stuff. Mm. Normally, it's an uncle or somebody who had it, cousin who had it, and there's no biggie stout. And the kid accidentally stumbles upon this thing, you know. And that put me on a battle. And I'm gonna shoot straight.
Yeah.
I had to battle my own brain chemistry. I had to battle. It was an intense battle, and then you know, there's a lot of shame involved with it as well, because in the meantime I've been worshiping and still doing this nonsense, and courting my wife, still doing this nonsense. Wife was expecting the kid, still doing this nonsense, you know. And then I had to put a stop to it myself. And a lot of folks are going to say, yeah, you can't do it by your own strength. Well, I beg to differ. God gives you the instruction, and God gives you the grace, and God gives you the strength. But if you don't use it, don't say that, you know, I can't do it by my own strength, when God gave you the strength.
Sure.
You have to take accountability. And this was the biggest thing that changed, because I had tried everything to kick every little bad habit. And the only thing that helped was to, A, identify what was causing me to go. So whatever stressor, so it can enige tipe spanning wees, it can be die werk wees, it can wherever wees.
Yeah.
Number one, identify your stressor. What is it wat vir jou so uitstress dat jy nou moet release gaat kry iewers?
Yeah.
So for some it would be alcohol, for some it would be food. It's really destructive stuff. As jy oor eet, brasserie is jy sondig teen jou eie liggaam. Deur brasserie. That was one tool, was identifying the stress. And number two, educating myself about what's happening inside of my mind, physically. Wat gebeur fisies in my brain? What kind of hormones are being released that I keep wanting that dopamine hit every single time? What is it? Because effectively, I had to diagnose and treat myself as if I were a drug addict. And then also figure out what are my, what are the delivery methods, and how do I stay away from it? Like, stop going to your drug dealer, dude. Like, stop that. Just don't go there.
Wow.
Replace bad habits with good habits. So I started working out more. I started eating healthier. started keeping better sleep schedules and things like that. Very practical little things. And also the biggest thing was telling people that I felt I could trust about it. Look, dude, I had this issue. I'm struggling with this. I don't know what to do about it. And funny enough, nobody gave me any advice. Nobody gave me any advice. But because I started searching for how to deal with myself and how to grow, how to develop. So if anybody out there is struggling with any kind of addiction, the number one thing I can tell you is that your self-development, developing yourself, educating yourself, read, get in contact with somewhere in your network of people, you will likely have maybe three or four really high quality people. Now, they may not have the time for you all the time, but you may just be important enough by the grace of God to them that they would be willing to share some kind of data or information with you that will just get that first. It'll just get sien jy wil deurbraak hê.
Ja.
En jy moet hy muur slaan. Hy eerste skoot gaan hy muur plat slaan nie. Miskien nie eers die tweede skoot nie. Miskien nie die derde skoot of die vierde skoot nie. But somewhere. Somewhere there. If you just keep hitting at that wall.
Yeah, you don't stop.
You just outlast the wall.
Sure.
And you will win. There's a lot more to it. And I have been helping some guys with a practical aspect. I'm not a counselor, so I can just tell them, look, this is what I did. And this is kind of how and why I stopped it. But yeah. So those two things. And by the way, I still enjoy video games. My brother-in-law and I, on the very few occasions, I would go and he'd tell me, yo, I've got this new game. We'd check it out. We'd check it out. Yeah. And but it's not a habit for me anymore. Video games, because dit het geraak soos werk vir my.
Yeah.
Dit was net ek is amper soos een van die ouens, as ek 'n ding begin doen, dan wil ek dit like reg kry en ek wil dit beter doen volgende keer. En, so it became like a job. And you have to meet milestones in these games. Nowadays, it's a social experience.
Yes.
So when I logged into the game, it was Gran Turismo is the game's name on the PlayStation, and really great game. Like I told you the other day, jy kan op 'n renbaan gaan ry met 'n kar wat gelicense is. Hierdie mense het die regte om hierdie kar te like. Die digitale weergawe van hierdie kaart te maak en dan kan jy op hierdie virtual tipe renbaan gaan ry met hierdie virtual kar en is awesome en die kar gedra om amper soos 'n echte kar om sou gedra. En jy kry reën en jy kry son en al die goed. So dit affekteer die manier wat die kar vir hom gedra. En dis awesome, but it's not the real thing. I'm not actually driving a Ferrari.
Yes.
In Spa-Francorchamps, for instance, down that racetrack. I'm not driving a Ferrari or a Porsche down the Nürburgring, really. And I don't have to worry about how to get my Porsche, if I could afford one, how to get my Porsche to the Nürburgring from South Africa, going to Germany. And if I have staff, dan moet ons nog, we still got to get accommodation. Yeah. Anyone owns food, anyone live a towel. And so, those are the skills that the video games don't teach you. How do you manage your ministry? How do you manage your job? How do you manage yourself? So those two things especially have been, those are things that I've been able to kick. If I may share something with the listeners, there would probably be folks who are saying, yeah, but still, it's only by the grace of God. And yes. It is only by the grace of God, because God gives you all those resources, the time, the energy, the intellect, wisdom, knowledge, skill. God gives you those things. Mm-hmm. So we understand that premise. God is op die troon, God is in beheer, and God dispenses with his grace as. So we respect God. But if you would read the book of Joshua, there's a point where God gave him an instruction. You go and you destroy those people. You go and you wipe them out. And so, Joshua still had to go do the work. And then he said, man, we better do it before the sun goes down. Before that sun sets. So that sun will not set before we've carried out our mission. Wow. So you've got to be ruthless about that. Yes. If there's something that you need deliverance of, just like Solomon said, go and don't give your eyes any sleep.
Mm.
Don't even close your eyes when you go and you get yourself out of the snare of the fowler.
Yeah. So, wow, what an interesting topic. Ooh, luisteraars, ons is nou weer terug. Regtig waar dit raak al hoe meer interessant. Ons is weer op 'n ander, jy ons gesels vandag weer net oor iets anders. Maar kom ons luister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Shana Ray. Sy sing vir ons Go en dan is ons nou weer terug. Die tyd 52 minute voor 10. Shana Ray with a beautiful song Go, 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 Go. Die tyd nou 5 minute voor 10 en jy is ingeskakel op Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Maak vandag Kaapse Kansel jou daglikse reisgenoot. Besoek ons daar op Facebook, besoek ons op Instagram en ja, die WhatsApp lyn 0817291657, ons webtuiste, laat ek nou die Afrikaans mooi kry, kaapsekansel.co.za. My gas vandag in die ateljee, Romano Koen, en you know, ek sê nou vir hom, ek het nie geweet, ons gaan so baie fokus op hierdie games nie, die TV games en al die games nie, maar skielik raak dit vir my baie, baie, baie interessant. Maar net so 'n paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het, op Facebook sê Shanaas Arends, good morning Lady PM. Massa, you looking good today. Moet ek verlede week gelyk? Shanaas, jy laat my nou lekker lag. Enjoying today's radio broadcast. Greetings to your guests. Stay blessed. Cheryl Kennedy Wilson is ook op Facebook live. Sy sê good morning, coffee date family. En dan, laat ons sien. Hier sê Shanae Stone vir ons. Sy sê, goeiemôre Lady PM van Stella, Shanae Stone van Stellenbosch is in die huis. Ag, jyne, altyd op 'n woensdagoggend welkom, Shanae, maar sy sê iets omtrent hierdie onderwerp, Romano, wat ons nou net aangeraak het. Sy sê, I personally believe these games can become addictive to some children where they get nightmares as it's demonic. It also takes their child being away. They don't even hear you talking to them as they so into these games. Ons gaan nou weer hier oor gesels, maar net nog 'n boodskapie wat ek gou wil deurgee. Hier sê Benise Roberts, sy sê Romano, thank you for your encouragement to be truthful. Sy sê God will set those who have taken the bait totally free. If we confess our shortfalls to one another, God is faithful to forgive us and deliver us from every form of shame. The blood of Jesus is enough for those who believe. Love you, my brother. Bernice, she's still in the house. En sy is natuurlijk die een wat ons so bless met haar prachtige nieuwe liedere. Die een wat ons net van tevore na geluister het, was Forever. En ek hoop julle dit saam met ons geniet. Nog so 'n boodskapie wat deur kom, laat ons sien.
Good morning, Lady PM. Good morning to your guest in studio this morning, Romano Koen. Such a blessing to have him in studio and just for him to share his heart with us today. For the listeners, good morning to all the listeners. Shout out here from Ricardo Burnett. Ek wil net sê, ek is in die huis. Van die begin af al. Lady PM, ek luister uit na goeie programme, geseënde programme vanoggend. Wees geseën al die luisteraars. Baie mooi woensdag vir julle allemaal. Die Here seën. Lady PM, I think Pastor Janine Simons might be tuned in.
Oh,
let me just send a shout out to her. And just once again congratulate her on the doctorate she just graduated over the weekend, past weekend. Shout out to her and welcome Pastor Jay for listening and tuning into K-Pulpit and Coffee Date this morning. God bless you.
Wow, what a milestone, Pastor Janine. Congratulations. Ons is opgewonde, Pastor Janine. Jy sal met koffie daar toe kom. Maar nou ja, mense, baie dankie Ricardo Benet. Altyd so, jende man. Ek noem hom sommer my assistent. Dankie Ricardo, dankie dat jy vir my ook met ons gedeel het. Ons deel saam in haar vreugde. Nou ja, luisteraars, my gas, Romano Koen, deel soveel interessante onderwerpe. En soos ek sê, ek het nie as gedink, ons gaan so lang stil staan nie. But if Holy Spirit moves, then we are obedient. So, Romano, you are most welcome here today on Coffee Date. And I think let's carry on with that same topic. You heard what Shanae Stone also said. So I would just like you to continue and share. You know, it is so vital. It is so important for our parents who are tuned in today just to grab hold of this. So welcome once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so when it comes to the video games, I think like anything really, if you cannot do it in public, don't do it in private. Just
wow.
That's just the thing.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If it's not safe for your 3-year-old to play, don't be afraid to take it away from them, man. If it's not safe for your 5-year-old to play, don't be afraid. You've got that instinct for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can tell, but their behavior is changing when they're doing this thing, is no, it's no longer a reward. Then they're getting punished by that video mm-hmm. game. It's teaching them destructive behaviors. Like you're saying, like Shanae mentioned, the nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
What's
mm-hmm.
pleasant about a nightmare? Like, I don't want my kid to have bad dreams. So I'm going to go out of my way to fill my kid's life with beautiful images, seeing as how I don't have a choice in that we live in a very image-driven world. Everything. There's text. If you look at our studio right now, we're in an audio studio, but look at all the images just in this place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your home is full of images. There are photographs of your family. You might have a bit of art. Man, even the cutlery, it's like it's pretty. It's an image. It grabbed you by its image. And so when it comes to video games, I don't have much experience in the demonic stuff, because I always stayed away from it. I just didn't like it. I didn't like how when I saw the image of the, you know, back when I still buy the physical, there was no boxy kan konkoop by die winkel en met die ding aan met die so sê jy sien jy gekoop het soos hy. As ek gesien het, nee, maar die ding lyk nou weird. Kom lyk hy so. Sy oë is aan geel en of geel is dit gloei dan en weird goed gaan hierin. I generally just stayed away.
Yes.
So my ding was my altyd 'n reusies game. Dit was my ding. Ek het my pa hier en daar 'n bietjie skit games, whatever.
Mm. Mm.
But I always just personally gravitated toward driving games.
Mm-hmm.
Maar soos, again, like any content, why would you expose or why would you allow your child to expose themselves to something so destructive when there's this other game, man, that these guys play. You also have cars in it, maar die ouens skiet mekaar in hierdie game. What's that game called? Grand Theft Auto, something like that. Crazy game. Hulle vang allerhande nonsens aan. En ek onthou, iemand het my gesê, nee, jy moet hierdie game speel. En ek sê, maar ons mense dan beroof hier. Nee, los die game.
Hey, okay.
So I just stayed away. And I like I said, I really gave video games a try, but all the content just isn't wholesome enough for me to invest my wealth in it. That's just the thing. I'm not a game developer. There's no profit in it for my family. I cannot leave a legacy in gaming that my daughter and the future generations, whether they're my kids or not, any future generation, any kids coming on 10, 20 years from now, there's no legacy I can leave them that's going to be beneficial out of gaming. And this is why I just didn't bother with it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it give glory to God? How many games are about God? How many games are about Jesus Christ? How many games are about stories in the Old Testament? Let's make it more exciting. How many games are about Samson?
Sure.
Being Samson.
Yeah.
How many games are about the exploits of David? How many games are there realistically? How many games are there about Moses? Get your people out of Egypt and get them into the promised land. How many games are there about that? They've got games that can simulate all sorts of aspects of society. Mm-hmm. You get strategy games. So why couldn't they make a game about the Bible? Why couldn't they? But they didn't. They chose to fill it with content that is just destructive, man.
Sure.
And this is again why I stay away. So I can't tell people how to raise their kids. I can't tell people how to censor. I can't. But one thing I can say is if it does not give glory to God, and we are created to do so, to give glory to God. Hoekom sal ons dan nou toelaat dat ons in hierdie aarde iets doen wat nie aan God die eer bring? Dit gaan teen ons natuur. Yes. It totally, we're violating our purpose on earth when we don't give glory to God. So why would we engage in activities that are unproductive?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so that's where it comes from.
Nou ja, ek gesels met Romano Koen en ons is nou weer terug, weer so 'n breekie en dan gaan ons dieper in en hy gaan 'n bietjie gesels oor sy lewe as brandweerman en ook as musikant. So, julle moet nie nou weggaan nie, kom ons luister na Seek Ye First. Daar kom het nou sterk deur, Seek Ye First, the Kingdom of God, gesing deur Chad Smith. Enjoy! Dis reg op die frekwensie 729 AM. Lach ek nou so lekker? Ek dink, waar is my stem? Nou! 729 AM is die frekwensie waarop jy kan inskakel en gaan laai asseblief ook ons app af. Ja, jy is meer as welkom om dit te doen. En dis die program Dum 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 Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Philippine Unity Erasmus sê vir Ricardo baie dankie. Dankie Unity dat jy ingeskakel is. Ja mense, my gas vandag Romano Koen en ons gaan nou by 'n baie interessante gedeelte kom van hierdie onderhoud. Ja, het gesels oor baie, baie relevante onderwerpe en ek hoop dat die ouers was ook vandag ingeskakel, net om ook te hoor, ja, ek weet, daar is maar baie ouers wat ingeskakel is, en ook net iets te leer uit wat hy met ons gesels het oor al hierdie TV-speletjies en so aan. So, Romano, weer eens hartelijk welkom. Hier sê Janine Simons, she says, good morning, Philippine. Greetings to you and your guests. Thank you for your well wishes. Blessed to be tuned in this morning. Very interesting topic, and I pray eyes and ears will be open to the truth. Blessings, Janine Simon. She's in the house, I think, for the very first time. So, yes, we welcome you. We are warm welcome to you, Janine, and I'm sure this is not going to be the last time. Laat ons kyk, wie is nog hier ingeskakel? Iemand sê, ek is dankbaar vir koffietyd. Die persoon sê, God is getrou, God is getrou. En dis natuurlik Lindley, sy sê, ja nee, God is getrou. Lindley, welkom, 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 my jene Lindley. Nou kom het by my. Lindley het net gister vir my 'n boodskap gestuur, en 'n bietjie gesels oor die boodskapies en alles wat op Kaapse Kansel uitgaan. So hy's ingeskakel vandag op Coffee Date. Hy sê dis nie die eerste keer nie, hy luister net soms, maar hy het vandag 'n boodskapie ingestuur. Lindley, baie 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 hartlik welkom man. So lekker om te weet jy's ingeskakel op Coffee Date. En dan sê Shirley, nee kyk Shirley Davids van Abbotsdale is in die huis. Sy sê wees gegroet in die oorwinnende naam van koning Jesus, bietjie load shedding gehad vir 'n uur, maar Abbotsdale is in die huis. Ek lag so lekker. Ek sê altyd, dis Romano, it's like the kids at school explaining, giving, coming to the teacher and saying, jammer, dit is nou, jammer, ek is nou laat in die klas. And this is, as ek altyd, dis nou juffrou koffiedate vir wie die kinders nou kom verskoning maak. Hulle is te oulik. Ja, mense, my gas vandag, in die ateljee is Romano Koen en watter interessante onderwerpe raak hy nie vandag aan. Hier sê Melisha Rangoli. Good morning Lady PM and Coffee Date listeners. She says she's in the house. En dan sê Angeline Brooks hier op, en hy smile, so hy ken haar. Hier op Facebook Live, great stuff Romano, well done. Angeline Brooks, she's in the house. Very good friend of yours, I guess.
My cousin, yeah.
Your cousin family is in the house. Family's in the house. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, Romano, let's speak about your life, your passion. You say this is your passion of being a firefighter and you really enjoy what you're doing. Please share with the listeners about your life as a firefighter. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am. It's my other passion. It's one of my passions. It's one of my passions. It's a privilege. Really, it's a honor to be doing this work. I decided that I wanted to be a firefighter at the age of 14 years old.
Wow.
I made this decision while I was eating a sandwich. It was green bean stew that I put on some bread. And I think it was still Ricoffee that time. We've moved on from Ricoffee now, but yeah, But back then it was. We didn't have Jacobs back then.
Mr. Jacobs.
Yeah, we didn't do that. Didn't have the Duva Egbert or whatever it's called.
Ah, yes.
So I was about 14 years old when I decided I'm gonna do this. If somebody ever needs that kind of help, I need to do that. I need to be the person who renders that aid. And it has been my absolute pleasure and a great privilege for me to have been part of this organization, the City of Cape Town's Fire and Rescue Services. I have all the evidence that I am working with some of the brightest folks in the country, probably. I get access to really, really great minds, really great people with good hearts. And many of them have inspired me to constantly be better. My admin's a bit weak. I'm not really good with the paperwork. But yeah, man, many of my colleagues will say I am. I don't know. I feel I can be better. I also feel as good as I am as an operational firefighter, I could definitely be better. We could always train a little bit more. We can always learn a bit more. So yeah, it's a groot eer om te doen. En ons ou my aan om te doen.
Sure, yeah.
Soms kom ek huis toe, soos gister, toe ek moeg, toe ek dood moeg. And that's after a 24-hour shift at my new station. I was transferred to Belha Fire Station. I used to be at Kells River. And Belha, we were just... I love it there, man. It's like non-stop. Ons hou net aan. It's like, elke call. Nou call is the next call. En is
wow.
Na die volgende call en volgende call toe. En natuurlijk, soos enige werk, het hy ook maar nou sy soos hy sy hoogtepunte het hy ook sy uitdagings. Nee,
ja,
en as maar... for me... It's when you have to deal with the effect of witnessing somebody's grievous injuries, like as hulle lelik seer gekry het, right? En is miskien meer as een persoon. Wanneer van my kollegas het al 'n kind wat gebrand het in hulle arms gehou. Jy weet, en hy gee jou 'n bietjie pak. I've personally had to do CPR on a child who had died. We didn't know this. This was a 7-month-old baby, and someone reported that this baby was short of breath. And we got to work. We did everything right. Mm-hmm. We had the after-action report. We had the post-mortem, all those things. About 2 weeks after that incident, to kom my kappie laat toe en hy sê vir my, okay, I'll tell that part of the story a bit later, but anyways, to kom my kappie laat na my toe en hy verduidelik toe wat gebeur het.
Yeah.
Want I blamed myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did I do everything right?
Yes.
Did I check? Did I fall back on my training properly? What did I do wrong? Because we lost the baby.
Baby. Yeah.
And, for about maybe 3 weeks, I could still see the baby's pretty little face.
Oh.
Like a baby face.
Yeah.
Like a bolle van haar. So a klein afrokie.
Ai, en...
En nou, ek kon nog 'n tandvleisie sien. Sy het nog die tande gesny nie.
Wow.
I would wake up in the middle of the night with that image. I would be back in that room.
Yeah.
Ek het altyd gedink, dis goed wat net gebeur in die movies, man.
Mm.
Waar jy eindelijk terug is. And I plek, and it was such a vivid experience, or such an intense experience, that everything after that was vivid. In my droom kon ek nog die reuk van die kamer kry. Ek kon nog nou, en nou Sister Philippine nog, hy blokkies, wat hulle altyd op die vloer, soos die type flooring wat hulle gebruik.
Oh, yes.
So, maar as hy blokkies vloer,
hy
type
yes.
ding. Ek kon nou nog, die patroon wat het gemaakt het, en waar die blokkies nog, tot vandag, toe was al 10 jaar later.
Ek wil nou net gevraag, hoe lang terug was dit?
Dis 10 jaar later, ek kon ook nog een lelike gordijne, en
het
so groen muur gehad, maar soos een olieverf type muur, lelik. but it was a, yeah, so, I remember that the baby's yellow jumper thing, you know, all those, and I still remember this. I remember this. And ek het vir 3 weke glad nie geslaap nie. want ek het geweier om te slaap. En daar was 'n punt waar ek vir Carmen gesê het, "No babe, I'm rather just going to sit on the couch and wait for the sun to come up or something." En dan sal ek nou sit op die settee, dan sal ek sit en met my oë oop en dan kyk ek die muur want ek daar's nou niks anders om te doen nie.
Ja.
My TV is nou in die kamer en nou sit ek in die voorkamer. We only have one TV. Still only have one TV. But en dan sit ek nou in die voorkamer, dan sit soos 'n projektor wat skyn op die muur. Ek is wakker en ek sit daar met my koffie. En dan speel hy movie nou vir my af. Ek is terug in die kamer and I'm doing CPR again.
Sure.
Yeah, so that went on for 3 weeks. I called my pastor, Dr. Stafford Peterson now. Back then he was just Pastor Stafford. Now he's doctor. And I called him and I asked him, "Doc, what am I going to do, man? I can't get, it's been 2.5 weeks already, man. I need to help here." And, yeah. And he was honest with me. He was frank. He was very candid and he said, "I have no experience in this situation, but what I can do is I can pray for you."
Mm-hmm.
And he prayed for me. And right there on the phone, he prayed for me. And that was amazing. And I remember going to work. I remember getting into the car. I was in uniform, getting into the car. And I drove. Toe ek weer kyk, dis ek by die werk. So ek weet nie of ek...
Sure.
Of ek in die slaap geraak het agter die wiel. Ek weet nie. I was just like on some type of autopilot. Toe ek by die werk kom, toe... my collega's het ook vir my nogal gesê, "Hier was duidelik, was jy net hier dieselfde nie."
Yeah.
I remember going, and we have to print out a little... Ons werk vir die dag, en print ons uit nou ons duty sheet, en print ons uit. En dan... tik hom op, en druk hom. En ek onthou, ek moet dit vir my supervisor gee. En ek staan voor sy deur, en daar kom die kapelaan en sê, "Moet dit nie vir jou supervisor gee nie."
Ah.
Ek kyk hom, maar dis net met duty sheet, en hy sê, "Wat, kyk, wat is daar in jou hand?" Sê die ou, he's Australian, so he was speaking English, but he said, "Young man, just have a look at that thing in your hand." And I open up the, when I get it gevul, when I open it up, it was my resignation letter.
What?
And hy sê toe vir my, "No, dude, don't do that thing. Come here, let me explain to you what really happened."
Mm-hmm.
And toe verduidelik hy nou vir my. And he explained about the post-mortem report and all those things. And, yeah, because I was punishing myself.
Yeah.
I was in pain.
Of course.
I was in pain. And, so that's some of the challenges. So a lot of my colleagues, I always tell them, "Guys, don't keep this thing in." I didn't even keep it in.
Mm.
I shared it with people.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
You know, and look at the effect it had on me.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're just compounding all these things. As amper soos hy sak op jou rug, hy raak net swaarder en swaarder. And it's literally a bag of hammers.
Yeah.
It's a dumb idea to walk around with that bag of hammers. It's klompie sledgehammers.
Yeah.
So as you know, loop jy met hierdie sak sledgehammers rond.
Sure.
In yeah.
Wow.
So it had its challenges. That being said, still the best job I ever had. And I had a few. I didn't have many. Maar ek het al 'n paar werk, paar werkgeleenthede gekry al. Maar hierdie een is my gunsteling, my tweede gunsteling. Second favorite. Yeah.
Sjoe, luisteraars, dis in die lewe van 'n brandweerman nie maklik nie. Nie maklik nie soos jy gehoor het en dit kan baie traumaties ook raak. So ek is so bly dat Romano besluit het, nee, hy gaan hulp soek. Hy gaan vir hulp soek. Because sometimes we tend to keep things so bottled up inside and that is baie gevaarlik. Dit kan jou regtig waar siek maak. So ja, luister, as ons gas nou weer terug en dan gaan ons gesels oor 'n baie interessante onderwerp, true worship. Maar nou hier het iemand gou net vir ons 'n stemnotetjie deurgestuur. En dit is Shay. Sy sê, "As promised to be intact with today's theme, here is my song."
Wow. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he is worthy to be praised. come into his presence with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Be blessed.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Nee, kyk, sy mag maar. Sy mag maar. Dankie, jy het ons so gebless. Cheryl, wow, dit was so prachtig, man. Baie dankie vir die, dis die thema. And now, Bernice Roberts, she's going to sing unto us a new song as well. She's going to sing a beautiful song, Kairos. Enjoy with us. En ja, jy is ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Dankie Kosie vir daardie pragtige boodskap aan al ons matrikulante. Hulle het dit tog so nodig. Dis die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou, Lady PM. En hier sê Amy, wow, beautiful song, sung by our own Shay Shay. I agree. Wow, sy het my gebless vanoggend. En dan sê Unity Erasmus, Romano, well done. I know the feeling, sê sy. En dan sê sy ook, very traumatized, but all the best, Romano. En dan sê sy ook, Cheryl, amen. So they really enjoyed the song of Cheryl. En ja, dit is baie traumatisch om 'n brandweerman te wees. Al sekere dinge wat vastgesteek het in Romano se gedagte, wat nou wat hy so goed kon onthou. Wow. Maar ons wens vir julle al die sterkte toe, Romano.
Baie dankie.
Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie afstap na 'n baie interessante onderwerp, maar voordat het ons geluister na Kairos, gesing deur Bernice Shella Roberts, was jylle nie gebless met dit nie, beautiful, beautiful Bernice, en op daai noot, Romano, ek weet jy was ook baie betrokke met Bernice musiek, can you just share with the listeners?
Seker, Bernice was my worship leader by,
wow.
Wat is het, toe het nog die oase was, it's now AFM Gen to Gen, Generation to Generation, but back then it was still the AFM Ruval.
That's right.
Oasis. Of Oasa. So she was my worship leader back then. And a couple of years later, ek wou net alleen los oor hierdie dinge. Ek het net aangehou, Bernice, wanneer gaan ons die album doen? Wanneer gaan jy nog songs? Ek wil graag saam jou werk. Yeah. Wanneer? En ek het daar, Philippine gaan vra vir haar. Hoe het ek vir haar lastig geval oor dit. En anyways, then eventually she was like, ach, okay, ons gee die ouma nou sy sin. And then she invited me to be part of the Kairos team.
Awesome.
Team Kairos. I like to call them Team Kairos.
Team Kairos.
So shout out to Team Kairos. And so then just kind of sprinkled on my quickies that I normally, al my spices bygesit, my 11-in-1 and my bikkie karamonk and... You know, and so die mense wat daar was, hulle het nou gehoor, shoo, so klink het. So she had a studio version, which is very disciplined, very alles achter mekaar,
mm-hmm.
En toe kom maak ek net alles die mekaar, met my spices, ja.
So, jou spices,
yeah,
met jou eie spices daar gebring, jou original spices.
That's them.
So yes, thank you for sharing that with us, and mense. Bernice is besig om groot opgang te maak en ons gaan eendag nooi wat sy weer bietjie kom gesels oor al haar nuwe liedere. But now a very important topic, and I know that you were waiting for this one,
yes.
Romano.
Yes.
En nou wil ons ook hoor, what is still in the pipeline? Die stukkie moet ons net so vinnig inkry.
Okay.
But let's go straight into true worship. And what it personally means for you. You know, what would you regard as true worship? You're not just a firefighter, but you are also a musician.
Yes. Been a musician since I was 4 years old, confirmed.
Awesome.
Struck my first note. It was a C.
Wow.
A very high C on a old Yamaha Portatone music workstation that belonged to my grandfather. He was a bit upset with me that I hit that note because apparently he was recording something. But that was my first brush with awesome. playing music. So I hit that high C. Still remember that.
Oh, wow.
Worship,
mm-hmm.
Unbidding.
Yeah.
At the core of worship for me, it is service.
Mm-hmm.
And the service that we deliver, because you can't even say service in and what do you with your service? Right. So the service that I try to deliver, or that I strive to deliver each time, that I endeavor to deliver, is facilitating communication between my fellow human beings, ons medemens, in God.
Amen.
Right? So we help them communicate and open up to God. This event.
Sure.
So ek het gesê performance is verskriklik belangrik. Jy moet perform. Maar nie perform ons gaan nou nie 'n Grammy gaan soek vir wat ons doen nie.
Ja, exactly.
Ek praat nou van performance soos ons is doeltreffend.
Ja.
Right? We are performing a function that is derived from the Levitical call. So this was a tribe in Israel and hulle het werk gehad en hulle werk was julle moet die mense help worship. Hulle moet die mense op die regte koers hou. Because the instant they strayed from the prescribed things to word daar nou, Moses left them alone for a day or two and then dis het sommer 'n kalwer wat daar uit goed gemaak word en hulle gaan bid nou
sommer. Yes.
You know, it's weird stuff that these folks caught on. So if you leave us alone for long enough and you don't give us that we don't have the prescribed way that got that, or we rather when you leave us alone and we're not in touch with God, we're not tapped into God, then we start catching on all sorts of nonsense. So this is our service that we deliver. We help to facilitate effective communication between God and man. So in ander woorde, sê nou ons twee het 'n misverstand, sister Philip, en ek is hardkoppig en ek wil nie met u praat nie oor daai nie. Let's say we're going to produce an album.
Yeah.
And somewhere in that process, something happens that you aren't happy about and you tell me about it. Maar nou, omdat ek nou eie wys en 'n stand is, en ek is nie.
Ja, jy nie nou antwoord.
Moet vir my sê nie. Yeah. I'm the producer.
Yes, I hear you.
You're the artist. Van die betalje. You know, that
sure.
kind of thing.
Yes.
Imagine I put those blocks up to our communication, right? Because this has happened. And now you, nou, sister, nou nie is vir my gemeen om te sê, nee, maar, jy is verkeerd, jy het gemeen. Nee, die klinkie regie. Because this has happened on stage. Not on stage, sorry, during rehearsal. Where we would tell the sound guy, die musiek is 'n bietjie te hard in die monitor in vergelyking met die vocals. Dis presies wat ons gesê het. Presies, woord vir woord. Sal hy ou nie vir ons sê, jy vertel nie vir my nie, ek is die klankingenieur, ek weet wat ek doen. Dude, we were just telling you in the monitor. I don't know what it's supposed to sound like in the house.
Yes.
I'm just saying for me here, I need less music, more vocals. That's all I need. Yeah. And then I'll get so at the core of it, we need to have this type of service attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help you develop so that we as a team can lead those folks who came here to have a meeting with the Lord.
Sure.
They trusted us enough to lead them in worship. They didn't have to. They could have gone to someone with a better track record. We've got a Hillsong here. They could have gone there. We've got a Planet Shakers church here. They could have gone there. Those guys have a track record of amazing worship services. But they came to us. Not necessarily because we are so great, but they gave us a chance, man. They didn't have to. Nowadays, you can drive 30 kilometers to get to a church that you want to. You can stream it on your computer and go and have the worship that you want to be part of. And yet people gave us a chance, right? So the words of Jesus, is it in the, wait, I had it in my notes. But it's if anyone among you want to lead.
Oh, yes.
You must become the servant. And,
That's right.
At that point, I think I sent that to you as well. And at that point, when I did some research into it, it wasn't just you're some kind of a slave and you're a doormat. As a minister, in the way that the angels ministered to Jesus when he went out into the wilderness, you're ministering from a point of authority and power. van mense dit vir jou gegee. Mm. Hulle het jou die kans gegeen om met hy gesag en met hy krag te minister. Because they came to listen. They came to be a part of that process. They trusted you with their communication with God.
Mm.
They trusted us with that. Sure. So why do we have an attitude about it? We already got the opportunity, but now we have this attitude. And this is why it's critical that when you are given the opportunity to lead, then all the more you should serve. Service there means to empower everyone around you, to refresh everyone around you, to help them educate themselves, because likely they won't want to take your advice about everything. Especially if they didn't ask for your advice, they didn't want your advice. Mm. But to be able to, and I'm speaking as somebody who has had to learn this. I'm not trying to tell other people how to conduct worship, but for me, the part where you get to grab the mic, the part where you get to stand behind your instrument, that's like the 5% that you get to do, and it's fun and it's lekker. And it's engaging with God and it's engaging with the people. En ons help mekaar lekker worship. Maar, the service, that intangible part of it, die wat die mense elke worship service kan sien, dat dit gebeur hier. Maar as die mens nou betrokke raak en het raak nou behind the scenes, nou kyk ons, hulle function so, dis wat hulle doen. Elke week, there's a bit of business behind it. There's a bit of industry and a bit of production behind it. So this is why I say performance does matter. For me, service. Wow, at the core, service.
Wow, what an interesting topic. And ek weet ons leer vandag as musikante ook baie oor ware aanbidding. En soos Romano ook gesê het, we should never adopt like an attitude, I know it all. Ons moet mekaar maar aanvul en accommodate. You want to say something about that? I can see. Oh, is it fine? Maar nou ja, hier sê Amina Jewel, Benishala Roberts has such a beautiful and anointed voice. Love her new song. En dan sê Bronwyn Roberts, she just... So ek hoor net wat jy sê, sy sê Team Kairos.
Team Kairos, yeah.
So ja, luisteraars, ons is nou weer terug, ons luister na Ron Rolls, wat vir ons gaan sing, Ain't Nobody Like Jesus, en dan is het amper tyd, net so amper tyd vir ons om te groet, maar net voor ons gaan na die lied luister, kom ek gee net gauw Romano Koen se kontakbesonderhede vir julle deur. Julle kan hom kontak by 074-793-6983. Ek herhaal 074-793-6983. Gaan besoek hom ook gerus op Facebook onder Romano Koen en op Instagram, allemaal klein lettertjies, allemaal aan mekaar, Romano Koen Music, as julle miskien wil hy moet vir julle bietjie kom help met 'n nuwe album by mekaar sit. Man, ek het al die ondervinding gehad om saam met hom te werk en ek gaan later weer eens die sy bekontak besonder vir julle deurgee. Ek is nou amper hier op fast mode. En so kom ons luister na Ron Rolls. En hy sing vir ons, Ain't Nobody Like Jesus. Amen. Geniet dit. Wow, I really enjoyed that song. Ain't Nobody Like Jesus. Wow. Sung by, I think it's Robin Rolls. Let me just get it right. But, oh people, that was so beautiful. Ron Rolls. Very nice song. En hy na voel ek mos net om, jylle weet, mos, ain't nobody like Jesus. Hy wil ek hy dancing shoes net so bykie polish. Maar dis die program koffie dit met jou dienende gast vir Lady PM. En dit is natuurlik ook jou ginsling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. En ons is amper daar om my gaste groet, maar daar is nog so 'n paar belangrike, nou raak ek excited, hy het lekker wonderlike opgewonde en sovoorts nuus vir julle. Over to you. Come on, share that news with us, that exciting news.
Yes, so 2023 is going to be, God willing, 2023 is going to be big for us. There's going to be a lot more production than there's ever been from Romano Koen Music and all my collaborators. I'm kind of putting Lady Filipina on the spot here, but she owes me a song, man. She owes me a song.
Oh, wow.
And there's also something that I've been working on. It's a book, a type of manual beautiful, guide, if you will, for worship teams. You know, we got all the great content before. There's a lot of great content from a lot of great worship leaders out there. I'm working specifically on the operations. So I go in, if someone asks me to come and work with a worship team, I train them in how to use technology. Hoe gebruik mense laptop
en die
goedjies. Al die goedjies wat ek gebruik, hy sê by die studio.
Yes.
I teach them how to incorporate that into their worship service delivery. So that's one of the things. I also try to train them in entrepreneurship as worshipers from the worshiping godly standpoint.
Wow.
Where we teach them how to become self-sufficient as a team so that the pastor doesn't have to freak out every time these guys ask for money, that they actually know how to get their money.
Sure.
Because it's a thing. Well, not that they know how to get the money, but that they have ideas that they can use.
Yes, yes.
For their own ministries and
wow,
how to kind of keep
awesome.
It effective and also be less or be more of a blessing to their congregation. So that's where I'm headed for 2023,
beautiful,
God willing.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Luisteraars, kyk uit. Volgende moet ek hom weer hê dat hy kon kan bietjie kom gesels oor sy boek. Hy's a author, mens. Hy's al reeds 'n author. Ek kan nie sê dat hy gaan nog 'n author word nie, want hy's besig met die boek, so hy's a author. Well done, Romano. Well done. You know, it was such a privilege to have had you here with us. And he say you know, Erasmus net, indeed, awesome song, die lied wat ons nou net na geluister het. Dankie, Unity, jy is nog steeds ingeskakel. Ach, Unity, jy mag die Here jou ryklik seën en al die luisteraars. Sjoe, julle is kosbaar vir ons, julle is kosbaar vir Kaapse Kansel. Baie, baie dankie, en ook aan Cheryl, wat hy prachtige lied gesing het, so mooi. Ja, Romano het fijn geluister, ek sê maar net, Cheryl, Romano het fijn geluister. So luisteraars, ek wil net weer Romano se kontak besonderhede vir julle deurgee. En Romano, dan gaan ons net just very 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 in short about our theme, sing to him a new song. So hier kom dit, mense, 0747936983, ek herhaal 0747936983. Gaan besoek hom op Facebook onder Romano Koen en ook Instagram Romano Koen Music. Romano, just to end off this beautiful interview, what can you say about the theme Sing Unto Him a New Song?
Yeah, the world needs us here locally.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my local songwriters now, my local fellow worshippers, my local fellow musicians. The world needs what we are doing. God has appointed us and set our work out for this time. En baie van ons, ons is bietjie bekommerd oor, ek het nou nie die studiokie nie, en ek het nou nie dit nie, en ek het nou, I don't have access to this and that. I promise you, get in touch with those people you desire to work with. Doesn't necessarily have to be me. you know, but if you want to get in touch, go ahead.
But anyway, I'm throwing it out there.
I'm putting it out there. if you want to work with someone like let's say Spencer Kennedy, for instance, go and find out. Kijk hoe bereid is om vir jou te help, want jy het miskien iets binne jou, jy het miskien 'n song binne jou wat moet uitkom, and it's a new song, so sing to the Lord. A new song. Nummer 2, tweede gedeelte van hy skrif. And it kind of ties in with another scripture that I love, my favorite scripture ever, which is, blessed be the Lord, my strength, who gives me skill for battle and wisdom to wage war. So, dit praat van nummer 1, ons bless die Here, which is sing to the Lord a new song, play skillfully unto him, and what's it, sing with? A shout.
Joy.
With a shout of joy.
Shout of joy,
with a shout of joy, right? So, sorry, guys, I've got a ton of scriptures that are just floating around in here, and I can't quite just recall them all. So the second part of both those scriptures, because they almost mirror one another, is go and acquire your skills. Go and develop yourself. That is it.
Wow. Romano, you've been a great blessing on Coffee Date, and we really need to have you back. So, mense, ja, inquire van hom. Ek inquire van hom. Ek gaan weer sy nommer gee. Dit is vir my belangrik om dit weer te gee. Romano Koen 074-793-6983. Gaan besoek hom op Facebook Romano Koen en dan op Instagram, almal klein lettertjies, Romano Koen Music. May God open more doors for you. I want to declare in this atmosphere that this is your Kairos moment. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were indeed a great, great blessing.
Thank you,
so ja, mense, Romano het vir ons, ek bly met Ricardo, nie Ricardo, maar nee. Hy het ons groot gebless, hy was regtig vir ons so 'n wonderlike blessing, en ons gaan hom definitief terug hê. Nou ja, daar lê nog propvol pragtige programme vandag na vore, Everyday Living deur Joyce Meyer, dan om 12:00 is dit Father's Love, Pastors Bongani en Lindiwe Msibi, en dan later kan jy ook aansluit by Gilma. So ja, mense, Dit was so wonderlik. Romano, wil jy nog net vinnig vir hulle gou groet?
Yes. It is a privilege and an honor to have been here, ma'am. Thank you so much for that.
It's a great pleasure.
And every listener, and to yourself as well. The Lord bless you and
keep you. Thank you so much.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Wow.
May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you his peace.
Amen. And that is exactly what you wanted to end off with. I can remember you still said that one.
Yes.
So ja, mense, dit was nou Romano Koen volgende week. As dit ons visualthon, julle kan dit nie misloop nie, dan is dit wanneer julle julle harte oopmaak om vir Kaapse Kansel ook te seën, want julle weet dat dis nie maklik om 'n radiostasie aan mekaar by mekaar te hou of by mekaar te bring nie, maar julle maak dit vir ons moontlik. So volgende week of Koffiedate gaan dit nie koffiedate wees nie, maar dit gaan die visualthon wees. Ons is opgewonde daaroor en ons sien uit daarna om van julle te hoor. Dit gaan 'n heel verskillende nommer wees, so julle sal baie mooi moet luister na die ander nommer. Dit gaan nie die gewone WhatsApp lyn wees waar julle, as julle wil pledge, dan moet julle volgende week ingeskakel wees. Nou ja, mense, hier sê Ricardo Benet, ek stem Filippine. Romano het ons groot gebless. Dankie, Romano. En ja, mense, op daardie noot gaan ek julle groet, maar volgende week maak ons weer so. En dan is dit die visualthon. Tinka Jones, baie dankie ook vir jou pragtige boodskappe. Sy sê dit was 'n baie inspirerende program. Nou ja, mense, van my kant af sê ek vir julle totsiens. En yes, sing that new song unto God. Sing it unto him met 'n blye hart. Ja, mense, ons moet altyd waardeer wat die Here in ons lewe doen, net omdat hy leef. So tot volgende week, mag die Here julle ryklik seën. Ek gaan uitspeel met Move Mountain, gesing deur Filippine.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.